Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. The European Family. I admit to being a proud European. Although English born and bred, and I still love the United Kingdom, including Scotland if it remains part of the Union, I do not regard myself as particularly English or British, but European. I know it's not a particularly popular concept at the present time, but I am proud to be European. Just mention the EU to most Brits and you'll probably be greeted by a shrug or a negative comment. It's often regarded as a necessary evil, at worst, and as the price to be paid for being part of one of the world's largest trading blocs, at best. Major infrastructure projects, which have received considerable funding from the EU, usually prefer to ignore that minor fact. I contrast this to Spain and the Canary Islands, where projects, both large and small, proudly announce that they are funded by the EU and usually fly three flags: the Spanish flag, the Canary Islands flag, as well as the flag of the European Union. Speaking to a British expat the other day made me realise the depth of the problem. He's lived and worked in the Canary Islands and Spain for about 30 years, but resents the fact that Polish workers, as well as other East European citizens, are now living and working in his hometown in the UK. He quite readily accepted the fact that being in the European Union as a British expat means that he can live and work in Spain or any country within the EU without the need for a visa or work permit, but resented that benefit being given to workers from other European countries. He just could not accept the logic, and we agreed to disagree about the issue. I'm also a firm believer in the euro, again a concept that's currently out of favour, even though several new members of the EU still aspire to join it one day. Memories are very short, and hindsight is a wonderful thing, but it's not that long ago when UK politicians were endorsing the project with great enthusiasm. The I Told You So Brigade are currently having a wonderful time reminding the populace that they always thought it was a bad idea. Yes, we know the euro process has its flaws, and Greece is currently paying the price of a system that did not apply or stick to the rules that were established at its formation. But the actual concept of a currency that can be used anywhere in Europe is still, to my mind, a really rather wonderful thing. Now, back to my Eurosceptic friend. He firmly believes that having one currency has taken the personality and excitement from travelling to other countries. He much prefers a Europe where he has to carry at least six different currencies for a two-week holiday. No, he doesn't mind being ripped off with high exchange rate charges, nor does he mind losing the value of the remaining currency when he returns home. After all, that suitcase of unspent pesetas, lira and drachmas will be of great interest to the grandchildren in the future one day, won't they? Well, for me, this is only part of the story. The fact that I can choose to live and work in any country within the European Union without a visa or work permit gives me a great sense of freedom as well as belonging. I can benefit from healthcare, employment, trading, human rights laws that are common to all members of the EU. It comes the form of protection, a reassurance of knowing that there is a common denominator that applies to all, regardless of whether I'm in a Scandinavian city or basking on a beach in the Canary Islands. Of course, I'm not naive enough to turn a blind eye to what's also an imperfect system, but it is the best we have. I've only to talk to friends and colleagues from the US and other parts of the world to realise that we are part of something very special, which is the envy of much of the world. So to my Eurosceptic friend, I say, of course, there needs to be continual improvement and change within the EU, because it is an evolving project that must adapt to the needs of its people. However, the post-war dream of our forefathers, of a Europe working together in friendship and cooperation for the mutual benefit of all, is an ideal that is still well worth striving for. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.